Thank you for tuning in to the Seraphim Angel Twin Flame Show with Kimberly and Jer on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Kimberly Dawn, and Jer is my Seraphim Angel Twin Flame. We are Seraphim Angels on the higher realms and have come to bring higher light frequencies of love and healing to the hearts of humanity. In simple terms, we love bringing through messages from the angels for any soulmate, twin flame, or relationship questions you may have. If you'd like one question to be considered to be chosen for an upcoming episode, you may email your one question to support@archangelsbless.com, and archangels is spelled with an S at the end, support@archangelsbless.com. Please place the words Blog Talk Radio in the subject line. Each episode, we choose one question to answer. At the beginning of the episode, Jer channels messages from the Seraphim Angel Healing Team for the listener who's been chosen. And the last half of the show, I bring through word-for-word messages from Archangel Michael that bring higher light frequencies to your heart and soul. Feel free to close your eyes when Archangel Michael comes through and bathe yourself in angelic healing light frequencies for your body, mind, and soul. I'm going to say the opening prayer now. We send our love to Mother God. We send our love to Father God. We ask this Blog Talk Radio episode be completely protected with Christ light and God's golden light of protection. Anything not of Christ light must leave and be removed. We ask Archangel Michael to surround us now in your light of protection, all the way through us, around us, and place a shield of protection around our entire energy bodies now, all the way down into the center of the earth, protected by Archangel Michael's team, all the way up to the divine, protected and held safe by Archangel Michael and his team of angels. We call in all of the archangels now and the Seraphim Angel Healing Team all around us to bring us clarity, love, tenderness, upliftment, and complete protection. We ask that we are all pure, clear channels for everything that needs to come through. We ask we come from love and not ego, that everything that comes through is for the highest and best good for us, our families, all who we know, and all of humanity. We call in all of our Christ consciousness guidance for protection, love, connection, and blessings. Show us clearly what needs to come through to assist us for this channeling session for the chosen listener we'll be answering a question for with Archangel Michael and the Seraphim Angel Healing Team. Thank you, and so it is. This intuitive session with Archangel Michael, the Seraphim Angel Healing Team, and the Archangels is for Jessica S. And Jessica's question is, who is my soulmate and when will I meet him? Jer, what do you feel in this and what did you already receive on this information, this question?
Yeah, for Jessica, my sense is, you know, there's no present knight in shining, so to speak. In this case, I think there's a need to find much clarity within herself. Even if she was in the proximity, I think, of the one she's seeking, I get the sense that she still wouldn't see him at this time. She wouldn't be able to see him, really. And there seems to be a number of incompleted processes taking place with her current situation, and she's
with her current relationship.
I would say yes. I mean, her situation with where she is with herself and relationship, and that she has to resolve that because that's what limits her vision at this time. Once that she can find really what that clarity is, and to be open, be the open soul that, you know, who's really ready to receive this. That's when I think that's her new journey. That's when it will begin. And this includes finding the so-called one that she's seeking. And that's among a lot of many other really happy experiences that will really, truly amaze her. I think she's going to have an incredible future ahead of her once she gains that clarity. And it all feels and seems very positive. And the best thing about this, I think she's begun that step in that direction by asking for assistance from the healing team and the archangels. Yeah, it's pivotal. I think the archangel crystal lights will be pivotal for her to help her find that clarity.
Her getting the mini unit and utilizing that for clarity and...
Yes, that's exactly right.
What things, Jer, just out of curiosity, do you get that need to complete themselves with the relationship she's currently in?
You know, I just get a sense that there's definitely some struggles, and a lot of that is also internal to her, so that she has some internal struggles that she's dealing with, trying to decide what it is that she's accepted. And it's very kind of nebulous, but yet there's just a almost like a deep-seated cry within her, looking for resolution, because it just seems like things are very open-ended right now for her, and there's a lot of maybe internal conflict going on with some of the thoughts that she's having. And a lot of those things, as I'm saying, I'm trying to be as precise as possible, but I don't know that sense. It's more of a feel, again, that there's a need to be able to come to this resolution, come to a completeness, and then that closure will lead to her to move on, to be able to feel that she's ready then to take the next step into this future that's available to her.
Very good. Thank you. I'm going to bring in Archangel Michael and the Seraphim Angel Healing Team and the Archangels and just speak word for word on what they want Jessica to know at this time regarding her question. You have come to the precise moment in time of a deeper awareness of your journey here. What you are learning is to unfold each seed given to you at a time through your heart, through your awareness of what you long for. What you long for is available to you in time, while during this process of unfolding the seeds within your heart and your higher awareness and awakening blossoming for you through your new expansion process you are currently embarking upon through the Archangel Crystal Lights and the Archangels and Seraphim Angel Healing Team, all of us are assisting you right now, Jessica, in a very multidimensional, grand scale for you. We ask you to trust at this time the information you are receiving from internally in your body, mind, soul, your heart. What you long for is for a reason. It is a turning point for you. Turning over a new leaf is happening for you during the next 2 to 3 month period of your life. This is a very profound moment in time of your life, of this lifetime, on a multidimensional level in a past life. We have spoken to you about this before. You had been crippled with your legs not working almost in paraplegic state in another lifetime. This is being freed up for you. So this lifetime, your body, you're able to engage all of your body to function very well for you. Trust this process of releasing yourself with asking. You are doing a beautiful job asking for new awareness to be given to you at this time, and we congratulate you for this. This unfoldment of these seeds, this new level of awareness within you will awaken within you great possibility, as Jer spoke about, with your future. We ask that you make this easy on yourself in your mind and your daily thoughts about your current situation with your health and your relationship. We ask you make it easy on yourself by writing down exactly what you want help with and releasing the struggle, asking for help with the struggle part, and asking for resolution on a cellular level, emotional level, and with your mind, so that it shifts into the new paradigm that is here for you, your new awareness that is here. There's great transformations for you this next 24 months of your life after this profound, deeper awareness happens in the next 2 to 3 months. You have 24 months of unfolding, a great freedom for yourself that we want to say brings resolution for your current relationship partner and you both in a gentle way. That's an easy transition for both of you. This completion will happen naturally as you are ready, you see, because your soul is protecting you. Your soul does not want the shift to happen too fast so that it interferes with your health and your mind and your state of being and your centeredness, so that your healing, your soul is protecting you, so your healing can happen on a deeper, more grounded, rooted level. Help is here for you. You will understand more of this in the next 2 to 3 months, what has been spoken today, as you receive the daily Archangel Crystal Light sessions with the mini unit. But know that great hope is available in your future, and the transformation can seem daunting at times. We know this. The letting go process can seem overwhelming. But know, after the leaves have been shed in the fall, new light and wisdom is parted upon you in the winter, and during the springtime, new buds on the leaf take form, and the sustenance is there for you. Water your deep roots daily. Nourish yourself with the most nourishing foods on a practical level. Do what you know to do for yourself that you are learning with your healthy eating, your high vibrational foods you are now taking in, your rich green salads mixed with delicious dressings that are your love, the making foods that taste good to you but are also will nourish your cells. This is also how we're assisting you through the Archangel Crystal Lights, is your deeper awareness of bringing in life force energy during your waking hours with the choices that you make, with your foods, your thoughts, spending time with Mother Earth when you can, with your bare feet upon her, in a chair, if you will. We send you energy during these times when you're able to bring in more light through yourself. All of this matters. Every tiny step you take, we ask you have hope while you take these steps. We ask you know hope and great light for your future is on its way. You are in a time of deeper awareness, of shifting of the old is releasing for you, but this can happen gently. Be patient. We love you. No over-efforting is needed, just gentle self-care actions with yourself daily will nourish you all the way to greet a greater soul, a soulmate full of light that is waiting for you in your future. The shifting of this will occur, your current situation. We ask you to have faith and continue to write down what you need help with and continue your prayers. We kiss your forehead. It is our honor to assist you in this way. We love you infinitely and forever. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to listen to the Seraphim Angel Twin Flame Blog Talk Radio Show with us. We appreciate you bringing in higher light frequencies of love and healing with us for humanity. Remember, your light shining brightly matters. Your connection to your soul and the angels and the higher beings of light matter. It helps Mother Earth greatly. If you'd like one question considered for an upcoming episode you'd like answered, we choose one each week. You may email your one question to support@archangelsbless.com. That's support@archangelsbless.com. Please place the word blog talk radio in the subject line. Have a most peaceful and soul-fulfilling day. Namaste.